On the Ethics of Commitment. Once upon a time, there was a little king. His name was J. Citizen the First. JCI was sad all day long. When he looked around, all he saw was egoism. No one was looking after his fellow citizens. The little gray kings thought only of themselves. The big gray kings were even worse. Even so, none of the kings were happy. What a terrible situation! The little king JCI wanted to change this. He wanted to do something for his fellow citizens. More for the children, more for business, more for education, more for the poor, and more for local neighborhoods. And he wanted to laugh as well. He wanted to have fun in life, learn something, and discover this wonderful world. But how could he, the little king, manage this on his own? He pondered and pondered, and then suddenly, he had an idea. Why don't I talk to the other kings who also want to change lives? Thought the little king. Learning from one another is the key to success, continued JCI with certainty. So he left on a long journey to visit the other kings. The cyan-colored queen said, "The great person asks not what their country can do for them, but what they can do for their country. That is real fraternity. Do this, and you will be happy." That was a great tip. With a spring in his step, the little king JCI continued his journey. The green king knew. The man who removed the mountain was the same man who began to carry away small stones. If we just start with the first step, even big tasks can be surmounted. We can achieve the goals of the UN. Peace is possible. How amazing, thought the little king JCI. Just starting is the key to positive change. And so he journeyed on. The red king advised him, "At the market, sell fishing rods, not fish. If the people learn to fish, they learn to help themselves. Self-help is our duty. This is freedom. People who are free safeguard justice." Great, thought JCI. That's helpful. With a smile on his face, the little king carried on. The purple queen said to him, "The greatest treasure of a person are not their worldly belongings. Their greatest treasure is their character and personality. The more you train your character, the better you can serve society." "Training my character my whole life. That sounds good. This will keep us alert to the adversity faced by our fellow citizens," thought JCI to himself. The little king traveled further. The blue king knew. The great person leads with a just hand and without preference or prejudice. Leadership is only credible when it applies the same rules to everyone. Not relationships and friendships determine this, but the law alone. This makes living together much happier when not only our friends are given preference, the same rules for everyone. That's a good idea. With this idea safely tucked away, JCI continued his travels. The Orange King spoke, "Wherever you go, go there with your whole heart. Remember that nothing comes solely from ourselves, and any action has a value only if you do it voluntarily, with your whole heart." Suddenly, the little king JCI looked up and couldn't believe his eyes. In the distance, he saw a castle. Was he already back home? He had traveled happily and effortlessly around the world and had received great pieces of advice. JCI quickly set about putting into practice what the queens and kings had advised him to do. He enabled his people to travel so that they could experience the same he had. Thus, they would learn how to work on making the world a better place and enjoy it at the same time. They opened their homes so that others could visit them. They also wanted everyone to be equally responsible, so they introduced helpful rules which they themselves as well as their guests would follow. They felt happy. The other kings realized that they had learned a lot from the little king JCI. They were much happier because JCI had kept nothing to himself. He had shared the great tips with the other kings. Every day, they made the world a little bit better. One day, all the kings met up again. They partied the whole day and the whole night and learned from one another and learned even more about each other. They even gave themselves a name. They named themselves JCs, after the little king, JCI. And because the meetings were so wonderful, they started to organize conferences at least twice a year. They met at the World Congress, at regional conferences, national conferences, and even locally they managed to create platforms for exchange. Finally, they had an advantage over the big bad egoists. The JCs became happier. They became even fairer. They made their countries more colorful and ended up laughing together. From this came an ethic of commitment. Every king wrote down their thoughts, and together they created their creed. We believe that faith in God gives meaning and purpose to human life. That the brotherhood of man transcends the sovereignty of nations. That economic justice can best be won by free men through free enterprise. That government should be of laws rather than of men. That Earth's great treasure lies in human personality. And that service to humanity is the best work of life. We want to show the power JCI has. We are diversity that is found nowhere else in the world. Each of us speaks not only the official language of his country, but also a mother tongue, a father tongue, a regional language, a tribal language. Let's put them on show. Please help us tell our little stories in as many languages as possible. Please translate this text into your dialect and regional language. Please send your translation back to book@littlekingjci.com. www.littlekingjci.com